25% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports coming into the U.S. went into effect 2 hours ago. CBS News Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady is keeping track of all those surcharges.
Between the U.S. and Canada, there are a number of different tariffs. There's a 25% tariff on all goods that are outside of the USMCA. That is the big trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, Canada. Starting today, there's going to be an additional 25% tariff that is added to all aluminum and steel, regardless of what country that is coming from.
The Consumer Price Index, a measure of inflation, will be released in a few hours. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The annual inflation rate has remained stubbornly within a range of 2.5 to 3%. With tariffs looming, a lot of economists believe that that rate could drift higher, maybe to 3.5% or 4%.
A court hearing is set today for Mahmoud Khalil. He's the recent Columbia University graduate, a legal resident with a green card who organized anti-Gaza war protests. ICE has detained him, and the Trump administration is trying to deport him, as we hear from CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Khalil's green card grants him permanent residency, and so he is entitled to some constitutional protections, but arguably not as much as an actual American citizen. Also, his First Amendment claim hinges on whether his actions in organizing campus protests constituted protected political speech. Threatening speech provides no such First Amendment guarantees.
Federal investigators recommend a ban on some helicopter flights near Reagan National Airport after that deadly mid-air collision in January. NTSB Chairman Jennifer Homendy warns helicopters and planes landing at Reagan outside D.C. are often too close.
75 feet is very close. That is far too close of a proximity. We have stated it's an intolerable risk to aviation safety.
A federal judge halted Louisiana's first death row execution using nitrogen gas. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
You heard some new Celine Dion music lately. Well, it may not really be her.
The whispers in the morning.
Celine Dion says AI-generated songs are circulating on the internet that are fake. She posted on Instagram the music purports to contain her musical performances, name and likeness, and says they're not real, they're not approved, and not songs from her official discography. More than 200 artists signed an open letter last year speaking out against artificial intelligence in the music industry, calling on AI developers, technology companies, platforms, and digital music services to stop using them. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Southwest Airlines boasts bags fly free, but that policy is being cut back starting May 28th, just in time for the busy summer holiday travel season. Only Southwest's most elite frequent travelers will be allowed two free checked bags. Everyone else will pay the freight. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few clouds around in the overnight. Otherwise, light east winds developing as lows drop to the lower 30s. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, but it will be a cool one with highs in the mid-40s. Upper 40s expected on Thursday with sunny skies. Currently 35 degrees.
Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I can't. Nobody but me. Forever. Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
W-R-J-N. He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Is worse than none at all.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Every day now, never meaning what to say now, and never saying what they mean. While they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. Whoa, la da da. Talking about you and me and the games people play now. Will we make one another cry? Break a heart and we say goodbye. Cross our hearts and we hope to die that the other was to blame. Whoa, but neither one will ever give in. So we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about the things that might have been. And it's a dirty rotten shame. Whoa, la da da. Talking about you and me and the game people play now. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on. Oh. Now look here. People walking up to you, singing glory hallelujah, and they try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope, cheat your fate, for the most to hell with hate. Come on, get on board. La da 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 da, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the game we were playing. Now wait a minute. Look around, tell me what you see. What's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. Whoa, cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't give a
saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been alone. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
John Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump's 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum went into effect just 3 hours ago, and the European Union says it will fight back with tariffs on $26 billion worth of U.S. goods. The countermeasures begin April 1st, coupled with an offer to negotiate. U.S. stock futures are ticking up a bit this morning after taking a beating the last few trading days ahead of this morning's scheduled release of the Consumer Price Index, a measure of inflation. CBS News Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady says the tariff wars may spike inflation.
You could see prices go up for a number of different industries. Aluminum and steel, they are key inputs to building houses, to building cars. And so businesses that are importing will have to decide whether they're going to absorb that or pass it on to the consumer. So either businesses are going to hurt or the consumer is going to hurt, and it's likely going to be sort of a shared pain between the two.
The U.S. and Ukraine jointly say Ukraine will work toward a 30-day ceasefire with Russia. And President Trump is ending the freeze on intelligence sharing and military aid to Ukraine.
Well, it's Ukraine, but we hope to get Russia. It turned out to be I've been saying that Russia has been easier to deal with so far than Ukraine, which is not supposed to be the way it is, but it is, and we hope to get Russia.
Tuesday marked 5 years since the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a global pandemic. CBS's Alex Tin notes changes.
Some of the